welcome to the Grow Your English podcast with English Language Tree. Welcome to the second mini episode with my sound recordings and reflections from the IATEFL conference. Hello, hello. Can you hear the Scottish blackbird? You may know about me that I love birds and bird song and looking for birds and listening out for birds. And this blackbird was singing to me from outside the window of my accommodation in Edinburgh last week when I was attending the conference, and got me thinking about accents. And did you know that birds have regional accents, so they sound slightly different depending on where they are in the country, just like people? And obviously I knew what this blackbird was trying to tell me. He, and it was a he, was saying, wake up, it's a beautiful day, time to get up, start your day. I mean, it was 4:30 a.m. but city birds get up a little bit earlier than country birds because of the light pollution. Anyway, I knew what he was trying to tell me because his message was clear. And I want you to think about message and intelligibility and what makes a good communicator. At the conference, there were people speaking about the British accent and the American accent. I'm doing air quotes, inverted commas right now. Ugh, just missing the point completely. Those are not accents, and it's not about accents. So just for a minute, think of someone you know, someone who you admire for their speaking skills, someone who speaks English as a second, third, fourth language, and take a moment to consider why you admire their skills. What is it that makes them an effective communicator for you? Is it their word choice? Do they speak with a particular type of vocabulary, or do they choose words and phrases that are clear and easy to understand? Is it the connection that you have with them when they speak English? Do they ask the right questions? Are they a good listener? Is it the tone of their voice? Is it the pitch? Is it the speed? Perhaps it's the influence of their first, second language on their English. Is it because you admire the fact that they don't care if they make a mistake? They've got confidence and they are unafraid to try out new language. And I know that's not the case for so many English speakers around the world, but perhaps you can take some confidence from somebody you know. Maybe you admire them because you've got shared experiences and you can speak about the same topics together, and that is something which really connects you to them as a communicator. There are so many things which make people effective speakers, effective communicators in English, and it's not to do with where you were born or the passport that you hold or the tests that you've taken. And I really like what one of the teachers, Frank, said in the previous mini episode. We are thinking about a global point of view. So let's go back to the conference and back to the Vox Pops. The teachers didn't have any time to prepare. They were speaking off the cuff. They were speaking on the spot. There are ers and ums and messy spoken language because that's what it's all about. But their message is clear.
Something from today's plenary, talking about the role of repetition and recall, the massed repetition versus the spaced repetition. And I think this is another idea where we go back to the basics. The idea of repetition and the value of repetition in terms of memory and retention, especially with vocabulary learning, is something we kind of skipped for a while, but now thanks to research, to recent research, we're getting back to. So this is, I think, one of the basic ideas that we started with as English language teachers.
So I was at a talk this morning at the IATAPA conference all about how to best learn vocab. And interestingly, there are two different ways to do it, whether you want to do it for learning for an exam or whether you actually want to retain it to use it. And it was about the importance of repetition and spacing out your repetition sessions.
You can expand your vocabulary. You can choose podcasts that are interesting to you, which I think is really important in language learning to make it relevant to your life and interesting. And what else? And also maybe you can hear some kind of conversational language or things that you might not pick up in a book or in more formal settings. So it can you can be exposed to different types of language as well.
So this is Lewis. Hi. In terms of podcasts, I think podcasts are really useful because they're a good model of what natural language is about. And by that I mean they may be scripted to some extent, but there are lots of false starts. There's lots of cutting into each other's conversation. There's lots of laughter. There's lots of really interesting dialogic techniques going on, interactions, communication, how people really speak to each other in natural, unscripted speech.
Hello, this is Suha. And I believe that good learners of English should always be good listeners to English podcasts as they inspire us with different kind of genres. And I believe that would really affect the way we think when decoding information we hear while listening to podcasts. And if we do shadowing, we move along and then we can obtain the way the native speakers use the language and we can imitate that easily. But with the context, we really immerse ourselves.
I'm just going to comment on one thing you said there about imitating native speakers.
Okay, but since you know that speaking English, and especially for those who are foreigners, they just need to listen a lot.
Yes,
yes, different accents, in different situations, and even though sometimes when I... This is the first time, actually, I'm a first speaker to IATAFL.
Okay.
So it's not sometimes not easy because I don't have actually a community who practice of English.
Oh, okay. Right.
So...
have you found one here?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, great.
Yes.
Good. Did you
yeah.
give a talk?
Yeah, it was about inspiring young minds, boosting motivation with the four C's and social and emotional learning strategies.
Amazing. Thank you very much.
What a wonderful response from Suha there. She was the last person I spoke to at the conference, and she is quite right. Learners do need good models, clear examples, but they also need a variety of accents and voices and different input. So many of the teachers I approached apologised for their English or were worried about getting something wrong. There's a lot of judgement, but English belongs to everybody and don't ever apologise for using it. In episode 12 of the podcast, we talked about accent and I put into the activities some phrases that you can use instead of apologising for your accent or apologising for your English. The teachers with English as a first language, you know, they were quite hesitant and made mistakes. It's natural, it's normal, we're humans, you know, spoken language is unpredictable, especially when somebody's waving a microphone at you. So thank you to everybody that spoke to me. We had teachers working in India, Pakistan, Oman, the Philippines, Martinique, the UK, Germany, brilliant voices there. And if you are an English teacher, I do provide a full corrected and annotated transcript of my podcast episodes with notes and listening activities. So if that's something that's interesting and you think it might be useful for you or your learners, then you can sign up using the link in the show notes. And I hope that this second mini episode from sunny Edinburgh has given you a lovely snapshot of the global English language teaching and learning community. If you haven't listened to the previous episode, it's about 10 minutes long as well, I urge you to do that. But for now, I will leave you to the sounds of the Edinburgh streets and the bagpipes, which are the traditional musical instrument of Scotland. If you've got any questions, any comments, if you'd like to leave me a vox pop, you can do that via Instagram. I would love to hear from you. But on the Grow Your English podcast with Tree, bye for now. Podcast, come and find me on Instagram at ELTreeOnline.